All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get into Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay and what that's going to look like and why he chose the Buccaneers outside of $30 million a year and some other big moves in the NFL. But joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone who said he had his worst St. Patrick's Day ever. It's St. Patrick himself. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, boy.
Yes. How are you, Jub Jub?
Doing great.
I noticed you didn't celebrate my day too much.
No, we laid low yesterday.
Well, thanks for nothing.
Oh, man.
What a disaster of an honored day for me. What a disaster of an honored day for me, Saul.
Yeah. Well, you understand that because of the spread of the virus, we can't be in close quarters.
I know that, Junior. I know that, but it still sucks for me. Still sucks for me. I usually watch the day from upper heaven with a song in me heart. Usually Danny Boy or something off of U2's second album. But yesterday had me singing the Irish blues. Singing the Irish blues, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was just horrible. It was horrible more than a wee bit. You know, usually on St. Patrick's Day, people get drunk and have sloppy, non-orgasmic sex in honor of my Christian service, but... But yesterday, and I'm still getting the numbers in today, but yesterday, it was down by over 98%.
Wow.
98%?
Yes, on a normal St. Patrick's Day in the U.S., we have over 423,000 sloppy porta potty-based hookups.
Oh, that's a huge yuck. Number.
We sell over 100,000 Plan B pills.
Oh, my goodness.
But yesterday, those numbers were so off, we had only 14 sloppy non-orgasmic sexes in honor of my Christian service. And half of those were at the Corby Davidson household.
Oh, jeez.
Why is it always non-orgasmic?
This is amazing. St. Patrick's Day is not a day for sheltering in place and using hand sanitizer. It's a day for tasting the vomit in the mouth of the hot girl's fat friend as your buddies are texting you wondering where you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Good God.
I've never heard St.
Patrick's
Day broken down like this.
You're a
before.
Saint.
I mean, come on, that's what I drove the snakes out of Ireland for. or led the children into the sea while playing a flute, or whatever it was I did.
Whatever the story is, yeah.
A little confusing.
I tell you, this is worse than the potato famine.
Well, that was pretty bad.
I wondered if that would come up.
That was pretty bad, yes. I'm worried about my Irish brethren. David Faraday is on my mind. Very worried about him.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm always worried about him.
Sure.
He just worries everyone. But, I was, you know, Shaquille O'Neal is my closest Irish friend.
I'm not sure he's Irish.
And he was telling me that Charles Barkley is feeling a wee sick.
Yeah, that's what we understand.
I mean, hell, what the hell, man?
Yeah, he had to self-quarantine.
I'm super cash right now, see?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Hey, there's always next year. There's 2021 St. Patty's Day. I'm so looking
if
forward to that.
If there's any of us left, yes,
oh,
of course.
Oh, come on.
Is.
Don't
yes.
be like that.
Are you boys taking care of yourselves? Are you taking the precautions to save yourselves?
Yep.
Yes, we're saving yourselves.
I don't even know if that's Irish, but that's what I said.
We're washing our hands and we're distancing.
Did you boys eat your Lucky Charms this morning to stay healthy?
No, I didn't have Lucky Charms. I don't know how healthy those are.
Did you wash your hands with Irish Spring?
Maybe.
And I can't believe they canceled March Madness.
Yeah.
That really screwed up my bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when there is no bracket, I guess that would screw it up.
Oh, I'm losing so much revenue. I'm a huge gambler, and this is when I really make my nut all years on this bracket. Yes, I'm a huge gambler, so.
Oh.
You have a favorite baseball player?
That's why I had to... What's that?
Do you have a favorite baseball player?
Yes, it's Mark McGwire!
Yeah.
Of course, it's Mark McGwire!
Yeah, we've talked to him before. He sounds a lot like you.
Yes, he does. Of course he does. And that's why, you know, I wish that I could be reunited with him after he dies. But, of course, he's going to lower heaven.
Hey, come on.
Well, we don't
Stop
know
it.
That.
Oh, we know that. We know that, as Dale Hansen would say. Speaking of guys going to lower heaven.
Hey.
No, come on.
Don't bring Dale into this.
But anyway, I encourage your listeners to stay safe, stock up on the Irish Spring, and wash those hands, people. That way you won't come to see me very soon.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, top of the morning to you, George.
Okay, top of the morning, St. Patrick. First saint, I guess, we've ever had on the show.
I think you're right.
All right, it's 8:46 on the ticket. Up next, it's really happening. TB heads to TB.